Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 18, 1805. Visitors from the North. Remember the scurrilous François Antoine Larocque? He and his cohorts had earned a strong rebuke from the captains when they tried to win the Indians away from Lewis and Clark by designating chiefs and awarding medals, just as the captains had. Captain Clark only mentions him in passing today, but as you'll hear, there is much more to the story.
A fine, warm morning. Mr. Larocque and Mackenzie came down to see us, with them several of the Gros Ventres. Captain William Clark, January 18, 1805.
Mr. Larocque was a well-educated 20-year-old man from Montreal and an employee of the Northwest Company. He journeyed to the Mandan villages looking for trade possibilities. On arrival, he discovered that the Hudson's Bay Company was already there. He also found that an expedition of Americans had built a fort south of the villages near the mouth of the Knife River. Not to be deterred, he boldly asked permission from the American captains to join their expedition. Both captains rejected the request and warned that Larocque was trespassing on United States territory and he was not to establish trade with the Mandan. Larocque made several visits to the Mandan fort during the winter of 1804 and 05 and actually became friendly and quite well known to the captains. On this day, Larocque and Charles Mackenzie, with several Gros Ventres Indians, came to the fort for a social visit. Captain Lewis spent much of the day repairing Larocque's compass, and there was much discussion about what the country was like to the west. Late in the afternoon, Larocque and his party left for their winter camp, north and east of the Mandan villages, at the confluence of the Souris and Assiniboine rivers. Tomorrow, Larocque, the entrepreneur.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.